Scientists in England today confirmed earlier tests showing that a cow slaughtered in Washington state had mad cow disease. The discovery of the first known case of the disease in the United States has raised new questions about the policies for detecting it in cattle and for keeping it out of the food supply. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
In some ways, the U.S. had it easy. Europe, Japan, and Canada all dealt with bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or mad cow disease, before it showed up in American livestock. That gave the U.S. Department of Agriculture a chance to put safeguards in place and learn from other countries' mistakes. Will Houston, former BSE spokesperson for the USDA, describes the American testing policy.
We have focused in the United States our surveillance on those animals that showed some sign that would potentially be shown by an animal suffering BSE.
In other words, if a cow looks strange, veterinarians will test it. Houston says the policy makes sense in a country like the U.S., where cattle have always been at low risk for mad cow disease. But it's not always an easy policy to defend.
We're kind of damned if we do and damned if we don't. In other words, if we're successful in preventing a disease, we're criticized for having wasted taxpayer consumers' money on something that never occurred. If, it, on the other hand, the disease occurs, we're criticized for not having been more aggressive.
The second scenario is exactly what happened in Japan. The country had few safeguards, and then officials there discovered 9 cases of BSE. In reaction, the Japanese government put very strict testing policies in place. The country now tests every cow on its way to slaughter. Brad Crutchfield is vice president of Bio-Rad Life Sciences Group, the company that designs BSE testing kits for countries around the world. He says the U.S. doesn't have as stringent a testing policy as Japan and Europe because global opinion deemed the U.S. a low-risk country.
It was given essentially that BSE was highly, highly unlikely and that a very low-level surveillance was considered to be the best course of action.
For the U.S. to follow Japan's policy would have made as much sense as someone in small-town America putting bars on their windows to prevent a break-in. But now the U.S. has had a break-in. And here's the drawback to the American testing policy. It takes days. So by the time an animal tests positive for mad cow disease, its meat has already been processed. Gary Weber is the executive director of regulatory affairs at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. In a media briefing yesterday, he said there are safeguards to make sure people aren't at risk in this sort of situation.
We have these firewalls that help keep brain and spinal cord, the infectious tissues, out of the human food supply, which protects public health from that side of it.
Fred Cohen, pharmacology professor at UC San Francisco, says one case of BSE isn't enough to warrant an overhaul of America's testing policy. He says the scale of the problem among American cows is still very minor.
The peak reported number of cases in the UK was almost 40,000 cases in a single year. And even though they've made great strides, there were still 600 cases this year. So it's a very different scale to compare thousands of cases going down to hundreds of cases to a single isolate over a 10-year period.
Cohen says the U.S. will have to reevaluate its testing policy for cows, but he says strict programs, which include an initial test and follow-up, are expensive.
And then remember, you would literally have to warehouse the animal after you've slaughtered it in a cold facility, tagged, and then wait until you got the test back before releasing it from a quarantine.
The U.S. Cattlemen's Beef Association says it's evaluating a range of new testing options. The final policy decision will come down to 2 questions. How serious is the threat of BSE in the United States? And how much is the U.S. willing to spend to prevent it? Ari Shapiro, NPR News.